The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Welcome to a special presentation of Atomic Robo Nuts and Bolts, the behind-the-scenes podcast for the comic book Atomic Robo. What you're about to hear is an interview with co-creators Brian and Scott from Nerdy Show, episode 205, Comics Against the Mainstream with Atomic Robo. If you haven't heard yet, Brian and Scott have some big news, something to the tune of Atomic Robo leaving printed issues by the wayside, going fully digital, and funding their efforts via Patreon. This interview was released the week their Patreon debuted, January 2015. Hey guys, it's Cap, and I'm here with creators of Atomic Robo. You know them, you love them, Brian Clevenger and Scott Wegener.
Hello.
Woo.
So excited.
Woo.
It's good to hear you bringing that energy all the time, Brian.
Woo.
Classic Brian. So you guys are on the verge of a huge paradigm Madness. Shift for Atomic Robo. It's been independently published through Red 5 Comics for a very long time. I'm not sure how many years.
7 years.
Seven years. And now you're going digital completely as a webcomic series.
Yes.
Kind of ironic since, Brian, you got your start in webcomics and Robo was your big break into Eisner nominations and success in the print comic world.
Yeah, then I figured, you know, let's go back to the internet and take it straight to the people.
So you're the Che Guevara of indie comics.
I hope one day that we will have our faces on t-shirts.
In Walmart. It would
be great. Yeah.
And the answer to being able to fund Robo without print comics is Patreon.
Yes, sir.
You guys have launched a Patreon at patreon.com/tesladyne. And of course, as with any Patreon, if you're not familiar with it, it's like Kickstarter, except that it goes on forever. And it's all about funding artists and their ongoing quest to entertain you.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's like Kickstarter, except instead of a sizable chunk of money for one big payoff, it's more like a sustainable level of support for continuous content.
Yeah, it's a lot of people giving just a little bit each, and everybody gets some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you, dear listener, are familiar with Nerdy Show's Patreon, patreon.com/nerdyshow, where the entire network is supported from it, and this is similar, except that it involves comics. Now, you guys are actually releasing the entire Atomic Robo library online?
Yes, sir.
Not all at once.
Well, no, we wouldn't. I mean, that might cause heart attacks and strokes if we did that.
But we will drop a few issues a week. And pretty quickly, we will run through the 9 volumes that have come out already. And then new pages will start to go online very regularly.
Yeah. Just to give you an idea of how much thought we've put into this, Cap, we are already scheduled out through the start of 2016. So we know what's happening like every day from this point forward.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. So volume 10 pages will start dropping at a point in time so that the volume itself will wrap up and a physical book will be available for people who want that at about the time, maybe a little bit later because of this transition, but about the same time that they would have expected to get the trade paperback if we'd been doing things as we have in the past. So for those people, it won't matter. The only people who are not getting what they want are those three guys who have been actually reading the single issues of Atomic Robo these 7 years.
I've been subscribed to that, man.
Yeah. You know how it's really hard to get issues of Atomic Robo?
Oh, yeah.
So with this, boom, that's out of the way. And in practical terms, you're still getting stuff as often as you would have pending Diamond's screw-ups. So, bam. And now you can just go to one place, and there's the comic, and there's no worries, and there's no hassle. You don't have to, oh, did it come in, or is it late, or is there a delay, or do they screw up the shipment? None of that. It's all just there.
So are you guys releasing the new issues a few pages at a time, or is it going to be like, boom, here's an issue?
It will be a page a day, 7 days a week for the entire volume.
Wow.
Now, you may not want to read a Robo volume one page at a time. That's okay. Come back, you know, once a week and read that bundle, right?
Wait a month. Have a comic.
If you really want to, if you really want to simulate the comic book experience, come back once a month and then click through 22 pages of Atomic Robo.
Cool.
If you really want to do it, print them out at home, staple them together, a little saddle stitching, go to town. You can make your own zine to read anywhere in your house, not just at your computer.
You guys have a slew of great perks for monthly supporters at different tiers and also some very tantalizing milestones.
Yeah, that's how we trick you into giving us your money.
It's all about the trickery.
So let's talk about some of these.
Yeah, the $5 pledge gets you access to my daily doodles. Every day before work, I have to stretch the creative muscles and limber up my hand before I start messing things up at work. So I
By drawing a transformer.
Possibly. Sometimes, always. Or spaceships or whatever. Lately, it's been a bunch of space pig stuff that I've been drawing. It was just a pig in space. Not like the Muppets. More like Star Wars. They get access to that exclusively.
And then we'll also take questions for a big weekly mailbag where patrons can come at us with any kind of question about the comics industry, freelancing, Robo specifically, or nothing at all to do with comic, world politics, whatever. I don't know. History itself, astrophysics, dating advice, whatever. And every week we'll go in depth on select few of those questions and give very entertaining answers and sometimes informative ones.
And at $10, you guys are getting a little bit more behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, now you're looking behind the curtain of Atomic Robo and seeing all the concept art and all the design work that has to be done before the comic itself is made or while the comic itself is being made.
Watch the sausage get processed.
That is exactly what you're doing.
Oh, but I love sausage. Oh, no, not anymore. That's what we want to give to you.
You think you want to know what went into designing Robo's steam-powered monocycle in volume 9, until you've seen me draw 700 different steam-powered monocycles, at which point you're as sick of them as I am. But it sounds cool, so that's the $10 pledge level, yes. I personally always find that stuff really interesting, the process more than the final product.
Stuff that's cut, why, if it'll show up again, it's interesting.
Beyond that, you get into the territory of the person who could genuinely call themselves a patron of the arts because you're spending real money per month and getting, likewise, very tangible rewards.
Yeah, now you're getting into the commission range. These are the $50 and $100 pledge amounts. They're limited to a total of 10 a month. And the $50 gets you basically a convention sketch from me. And at the $100 level, it's a physical copy. And at the $50 level, it's a digital copy. It's great for A, those people who just really want to support us, which we appreciate. Or someone who wants to corner the market on Scott Wagner eBay sketches. Or if you don't go to conventions, but you've always wanted convention sketch, this is a great way to get it.
Yeah, those places are filthy. Avoid it.
Yeah, you get stars at those places.
That's right. And also, free hugs for people you don't want free hugs from.
You don't have to pledge 50 every single month. You can do it 1 month, get your sketch, and then, you know, duck down to a lower tier, whatever.
Someone's birthday's coming up. They like Atomic Robo. You hop up there for a month, you get them a sketch.
And you want to actually have it? $100 instead of $50.
Yeah, you get a nice physical piece of artwork that you can frame and keep for yourself or give to someone. Or just burn it, you know, when you're done with it, doing whatever it is you were doing with it.
Yeah, I hear the ideal way to light cigars and so on is taking something precious and setting it on fire.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I use my cats.
Now, as far as these milestone goals go, at 500, everybody gets volume 1 in PDF for free.
Woo!
Nice bonus. But when things start really kicking in, like exclusive sort of stuff, at 1,000, you guys are doing a live stream with Scott drawing and Brian taking questions. Have you ever done anything like that before? Like a joint internet event?
Not joint, I don't think. I have occasionally just thrown open Google Hangout and drawn.
And I have popped in and like heckled.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be just like that.
Yeah, except we'll actually be physically in the same place, we think.
Eventually.
Well, okay. At $2,000 a month, side project stuff starts happening.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm going to post short stories and other interesting tidbits of fiction and whatever. Some of it will be Robo, some of it will not, and it should be cool.
And I am going to be doing some short mini comics, stuff that I've had floating around in my head for a long time. So this will finally be an actual excuse to put that in the schedule and make those happen. The first thing I want to mess around with is the space pig guy I mentioned earlier, who is a pig in space.
You've been talking about him for, I mean,
forever.
Yeah,
right?
a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been twittering little doodles of him here and there for a couple of years. And
Hey. Ham Solo.
No, not happening. That's why you got fired from the writing team, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
3,000 more PDFs, but then 5,000 spinoff series. And I see in bold here, Flying She-Devils of the Pacific could be getting their much-needed backstories?
Yes, sir. Not quite the origin of the She-Devils, but probably their first big adventure.
Yeah, this would be the equivalent of picking up the Real Science Adventure series again.
So that's if you guys are getting $5,000 a month, you'll be able to pay guest artists to essentially resume Real Science Adventures forever as a digital comic.
Yes.
Wow.
And just like the Robo volumes, as those volumes are finished, they'll also be collected into a trade paperback.
Is Red 5 still publishing you guys when that happens, or is it going to be self-published?
Our contract just expired with them. We just reached a point where we feel like we've grown as much as we can with them, and we want to branch out and try other things. And it's just also simple math, you know, indie comics, they have a very loyal following, but it's not a huge following. So the fewer chefs in the kitchen, the easier it is for us to make it a sustainable living. You know, it's been a struggle. It's been an excellent struggle, but it's been a struggle for 7 years. And we kind of want to, you know, we're getting up there long in the tooth, man. We want to live like normal human beings. So we're pretty much doing everything ourselves at this point.
At $10,000, should that happen, in that incredible event that that happens, Brian, you quit everything but Robo.
Hell yes. That's all I got to say.
Well, fingers crossed that that milestone will someday be in you guys' sights. And honestly, like, you know, $5,000 a month for the fan base of Atomic Robo and how good these comics are, at least that doesn't seem too far off. If you want to get in on this, it's patreon.com/tesladyne. All you got to do is decide how much you want. It doesn't have to be at any of those specific tiers. It can be somewhere in the middle if you want to do $25 a month, whatever works. And you can back one of the finest comics out there that has been out there for the past 7 years. What are you doing? It's been a while since we've been able to do an episode of Atomic Robo Nuts and Bolts. Simple reason is not just Brian and Scott's busy work schedule, but predominantly resources for us to be able to produce those shows. Nerdy Show has a Patreon of its own, and we're working towards a milestone where we can get funding to bring back Atomic Robo Nuts and Bolts, not just bring it back for one or two here and there, but bring it back consistently, as in releasing our commentary episodes every single month on a regular schedule. So if you're the giving kind, head over to both patreon.com/tesladyne and patreon.com/nerdyshow. We've got a ton of awesome perks as well, including exclusive outtakes, some from Atomic Robo Nuts and Bolts, as well as from Dungeons and Doritos, the tabletop role-playing show featuring Brian on occasion, the ability to decide what we talk about for 15 minutes or more via our Microsode raffle, and a lot of other cool stuff. That's patreon.com/nerdyshow. And if you'd like to hear the rest of the episode that this interview debuted in, we'll have a link to it on this episode's SoundCloud page. We talk extensively about our favorite comics outside the mainstream, as well as what the big two are doing right and sometimes doing very wrong. Thanks so much for listening, and if you'd like to see the return of Atomic Robo Nuts and Bolts as much as we would, head to patreon.com/nerdyshow and let your voice be heard.
Thanks for listening to Atomic Robo Nuts and Bolts, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, or like and follow us on SoundCloud. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive, or mostly alive, by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. And for all the latest news and comics from my arch nemesis, Atomic Robo, head to atomic-robo.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show on your favorite social networks. If it's geeky, they've got it covered.